各位弟兄姐妹，新年平安
！Happy New Year！
欢迎许多弟兄姐妹在度假完或参加营会完之后，在新年的第一个礼拜回到教会当中来。
We welcome all of you who have spent your Christmas and New Year either on the trip or visiting families back, so that we can worship the Lord together.
2019年是教会的禧年之庆。
Year 2019 is a year of the jubilee for this church.
我在年初的时候提出了安息、重建、更新等信息。
At the start of the year, I proposed the message for the year of the jubilee, titled Sabbath Restoration and Renewal.
我们也在十月举办了盛大的庆祝和培灵会。
We also had a very grand ceremony and celebration of our jubilee.
在经过了禧年的里程碑之后，在新的年度，我们要一起来思考教会的未来。
So after this milestone of jubilee, then we have to reflect on the road ahead of our goals ahead.
我认为新的年度的开始，我们的焦点不再制定教新的意向。
I think at the start of this new year, our focus is no longer to be on a vision for this church.
因为教会的意向一直在圣经里面。
Because the vision for the church has always been in scriptures.
也被教会的联会整理成几个标语放在教会的网页上。
And our church council also organized this vision into a few catchphrases, and they're on our church website.
我们需要的是本于神托付给教会的意向跟使命，思考在现今的世代里面，我们应该有的具体的目标是什么。
What we need is based on the vision that God has entrusted His church, what we needed to do, the specific goals for this church.
我们应该有什么目标、方向跟计划来实现神的使命。
Our goals, our direction, and our plan to realize this vision and mission of God.
其实我在过去一年先后地提出几个角度。
And I have put forth a few angles for us to reflect on that.
第一个是扎根于信仰根基，回归认识真理跟圣经的热忱。
First is based on the truth, the fundamental truth in the scriptures, and then return to knowing the truth through scripture.
推动各堂会跟各事工，中文部、英文部、城区、青少年跟儿童事工的统合。
And the cooperation and unity of different congregations and ministries, the Chinese Cross Bridge, youth and children, etc.
推动思考宣教布道跟社会关怀的统合。
To reflect and mobilize the integration of mission, evangelism, and social concern.
还有，我们要看重家庭事工。
And a focus on family ministry.
我们还要思考如何向年轻的一代传福音。
And outreach to the younger generation.
我声明一下，这不是说其他年龄的福音工作不重要。
I want to clarify it as it does not say that it's not important to evangelize the other age groups.
而是面对当代教会不断的流失年轻族群的挑战跟困难。
But rather we have to face the challenge of the phenomenon in today's church that there's a silent exodus of the younger generation.
那面对这些挑战的时候，越来越多的教会不知所措。
When faced with the challenge, a lot of churches don't have strategies.
我们应该更深入的思考应该如何回应。
We should have deeper reflection and consider how we can respond to this.
当然以上所说的都是一些方向跟思维。
And what I've mentioned are about the direction and also our thinking, thoughts related to.
我们需要继续的去发展实际的做法。
We must continue to develop our directions and specific practices.
这段时间我也在思考，有了意向、使命、托付，也试着定目标和计划。
And I have been reflecting that now we have our mission, our vision, our God has given us a mandate and also some plans.
但是我们预备好来承担神所托给我们的使命吗？
But are we ready, are we prepared to carry this mandate from God?
我们如何预备自己让我们可以成为真正承担神使命的教会呢？
How do we prepare ourselves to become the church that can actually carry the mandate from God?
这 这也许是2020年全教会需要一同来思考跟努力的。
This is perhaps something the entire church needs to think together in the year 2020.
关于这个方向，我们应该回归教会的本质。
We needed to come back to the essence of a church.
活出神对教会的心意。
To live out what God has intended for a church.
可是如何寻求活出神对教会的心意呢？
So how do we seek to live out what God has intended for the church?
线索是回到圣经当中有关教会的画像的思考。
The clue is to return to scriptures what scriptures say about the portraits of a church.
其实在圣经当中有无数有关教会的描述。
There are many descriptions of a church in scriptures.
最多的可能是在以弗所书。
Most might appear in Ephesians.
可是因为时间的限制。
Due to time limitation.
我今天只能够提出根据我们的处境提出三个教会的画像。
I wanted to propose three portraits of a church that are relevant to our current situation.
我提出来的也不完全，我们当作抛砖引玉。
So that is not a holistic portrait. It's rather like throw out a minnow to catch a whale.
首先，在以弗所书第二章十九节指出，教会是神的家。
First in Ephesians, church is a family.
我们这些领受基督救恩加入教会的人是神家里的人。
So for those who have received the salvation of Christ, we have become members of God's household.
所以我们当中每一位弟兄姐妹，不管你来到教会多久，我们都不是客人，我们是家人。
So every one of us who has become a believer has become a member of this household.
家代表归属。
Home means belonging.
我们当中的年轻人，不管上了大学或外出工作，放假的时候我们会回家。
When our younger generation, whether they have gone to college or work, but on vacation or breaks, they come back and come home.
因为这是我们的家，我们的归属。
Or this is our home, our belonging.
教会也一样。
Same with the church.
50周年的时候，许多的老会友回来。
At our jubilee, a lot of our older alumni members return here.
因为他们看这里是他们的家。
Because they consider this as their home.
我记得在城区有一对年轻的弟兄姐妹。
I remember a young couple at COM.
他们在城区的时候是都还是单身。
When they first came to COM, they were both singles.
然后他们读完书之后都到外地去工作了。
And after they finished college, they went to different places to work.
然后他们在 Seattle 碰面了。
And they met each other in Seattle.
然后相恋了，要结婚了。
And then they fell in love and planned for marriage.
然后他们说，我们要回到 Boston, 要回到城区来结婚。
And they said, let's return to Boston to COM to get married.
他说，因为这是我们的家。
For this is our home.
所以不管他们的婚前辅导要变得多复杂，因为这样子，但他们还是决定要回来结婚。
Regardless of the complexity of a premarital counseling as a long distance, they would want to come home.
家是我们的归属。
Home is where we belong.
好像我们上班住外面，回到家就有完全的安息。
Like when we have to go to work on a trip, when we go home, we are fully relaxed.
家代表认同。
Home also means identification.
认同指你，无论你的表现如何，我都会把你当作我的家人。
The identity means it doesn't matter what you've done or you have become, you're always a member of this home.
好像最近 Petro 外卡打进会那个打进季后赛。
Just like Patriots was able to get into postseason.
不管是昨天赢了或输了。
Regardless whether they won or lost yesterday,
我们都还是会对他表达认同。
We still identify with them.
所以昨天输了，我们还是要戴这个帽子来表达，这是我们的球队。
So that even though they lost yesterday, we still wanted to wear this cap to identify with them.
家也是彼此相爱的所在。
And family is also the place where we love one another.
家的最重要的精神是爱。
The important principle of a home is love.
所以约翰福音十三章耶稣基督离世前教导我们要彼此相爱。
So in John 13 before Jesus left this world, he taught us to love one another.
这不是说我们 不会有隔阂，不会意见不同，不会没有冲突。
It's not to say we didn't have understanding or difference of opinion or have conflict.
但是这些问题至终都包容在爱里面来化解。
But all these issues can be resolved within love.
家是个实践彼此相爱的所在。
Home is a place where we practice one, to love one another.
教会是神的家。
The church is a home for, house of God.
我们可以成为这个家庭的一员，不是因为血缘、文化跟语言的关系。
We become members of this home not because of blood relations or cultural language.
而是本于耶稣基督的救恩。
But out of salvation of Christ.
而是本于神的爱。
And love of God.
此外，神是我们的大家长。
And God is the head of this household.
所以啊，耶稣基督的救的恩典成为我们爱彼此相爱的典范。
So the grace of Christ becomes the model for us to love one another.
好像主耶稣基督对门徒说：“我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样彼此相爱。”
Just like he said to his disciples, "I love you, thus you love one another."
爱是基督徒的标志，爱也是教会的标志。
Love is a mark of a Christian, is also a mark of a church.
重要的是我们这个属灵的大家庭有没有活出彼此相爱的表现。
What's important is whether we live out.The loving one another.
重要的是，当新朋友第一次踏入我们当中的时候，他有没有感受到爱这个标志
？Or when a newcomer visits our church, whether they can feel the love from us?
所以我们需要一起来反省。
So we should all reflect together.
CBCGB 是一个属灵的大家庭吗
？Is CBCGB a spiritual family?
在当代所谓的大教会，给人。给人的印象常常是一个大型的集会堂。
Today a large church or mega church gives people an impression of a very large auditorium.
宏伟的会堂，漂亮的布置，精彩的崇拜和讲员。
A big sanctuary, magnificent setup, and also excellent sermons.
但是坐在旁边的人常常彼此都不认识。
But people sitting in the pew don't even know each other.
崇拜结束的时候，好像看 Star Wars 一样的电影之后散场一样。
And at the conclusion of a worship service, and people just leave like they left the auditorium at the movie theater after they've watched Star Wars.
人潮汹涌，可是可能在人群中我们是孤单的。
And a crowd like moved like a tidal wave, but we felt lonely.In this big crowd.
当 CBCGB 规模越来越大的时候，我们也会走入北美的 mega church 的样式吗？
As CBCGB grows in its scale, are we going to go in the way of the mega church of the North America?
我们可能具有上述我讲的这些集会堂的特质，这些特质其实也不错。
Maybe we have some of the characteristics of an auditorium, which is not necessarily bad.
可是我们有没有家的感觉呢？
But do we have give people a sense of hominess?
我们如何有家的感觉呢？
How do we get this sense of hominess?
让我们彼此提醒我们是否够看重关系的建立。
Let us remind ourselves whether we treasure the relationship.
有谁和我们具有属灵的家人的关系吗？
Who do we have this spiritual relation, members of the family?
还是我们在教会当中，但是我们仍是一个陌生而孤独的客旅。
Are we all a part of the same church, but we are still strangers to each other spiritually?
我们的同工也需要思考，透过怎样的作为，不只吸引人来到教会中。
And our co-workers also need to reflect. We not only wanted to attract people to come to our church,
而是能够帮助我们的弟兄姐妹。建立关系
but also to help our brothers and sisters to establish relationships.
我想到的直接的做法是在大群体当中，你要找到一个小群体，可以让你可以归属的小群体。
One direct application is in this big group. You need to find a small group where you belong.
从对小群体的归属带来对大群体的归属。
Through the belonging to a smaller group, then you have the sense of belonging to the larger group.
在那个小群体中，你爱，你也被爱。
In this smaller group, you love and be loved.
在那里建立关系。
and establish relationships.
所以我们有团契, 有小组,
That's why we have fellowships and cell groups.
盼望在新的年度, 人人能加入教会的团契或小组,
I hope in the new year, everyone can belong to a fellowship or a cell group.
在其中和其他的弟兄姐妹建立彼此相爱的关系,
and to have a bound, to have a loving relationship with one another.
另一件事情我想要呼吁的是所有的弟兄姐妹把自己当作这个属灵大家庭的一员。
And I would also like to appeal to every brother and sister that you all become a member of this family.
以家人投入家庭的服事当中。
Through service as a member of the household.
有时我们华人家庭做父母的太爱自己的儿女。
Sometimes our Chinese parents, we love our kids too much.
我们太期望他们把时间全部用在功课上。
We want them to spend all their time on homework.
所以我们自己承担了所有的家事。
And instead, we take care of all the household chores.
其实这一方面是剥夺了他们身为家人的权利。
On the one hand, we actually rob their right of becoming members of the household.
也阻碍了他们的成长。
And we also hinder their growth.
如何适时地让他们参与家事是做父母的应该学习的。
So it's what our parents need to learn how at a certain time let them participate in household chores.
在教会中有类似的现象。
And something similar is happening at church.
有时我们的同工太爱教会，太爱弟兄姐妹了。
Sometimes our co-workers love the church and our brothers and sisters too much.
长期，所以我们长期包办了所有的服事。
So we took care of all the services ourselves.
我很佩服。I
admire you.
但是这未必是一个健康的教会的表现。
But it's not necessarily a sign of a healthy church.
你想想，如果有一辆16气缸的汽车。
Imagine there is a car with 16 cylinders.
如果只有4个气缸发挥作用。
Only 4 cylinders are actually working.
那么我们会说这个车的效能太差。
So it's not a very efficient car.
我们也需要学习分工。
We also need to learn how to divide labor.
寻找合适的同工，训练同工，组成合适的团队。
Find and train appropriate co-workers and have effective teamwork.
近年来，西方的教会发展出一种属灵消费主义的概念。
In recent years, Western churches developed the concept of consumerism church.
主张我信仰神只是为了满足我不同的需要。
They propose that I believe in God because God satisfies my certain needs.
所以我来到教会，着眼点只在于我能从教会得到什么。
So the purpose for me coming to church is what I can get out of the church.
如果这个教会不能满足我的需要,
If this church can't satisfy my needs,
那我就换教会。
Then I'll go to a different one.
我们固然需要从神领受, 从教会得着。
Of course, we needed to receive from this church from God.
但是我们不能忘记我们需要付出和参与。
Let us not forget that we also need to give and participate.
因为我们是家人。
For because we are members of this family.
而且属灵的定律是我们的得着常常是从付出跟给予当中而来的。
And one spiritual rule is we gain from what we give.
如果我们只来消费只想得着我们所得到的常常是肤浅的。
If we only come here as a consumer wanting to get something, that something becomes superficial.
因此盼望新的年度我们在教会当中找到自己服事的定位。
So I hope in this new year we all find a role for us to play to give at this church.
其次,教会是基督的身体。
Second, church is Christ's body.
当圣经提到教会是身体的时候,
When Scripture mentions a church as the body of Christ,
强调的教会是一个有生命的有机体。
The emphasis is on that this body has life.
生命的根本是成长。
At the foundation of a life is growth.
一个不成长的教会显示不出身体的特质来。
A church that does not grow does not show the signs of life.
当我们说教会应该要成长的时候, 我们马上想到的是人数，或者我们又该执堂了。
When we talk about church growth, we immediately think about the attendance or whether we need to do church plans.
这些是成长，没有错。
All of these are signs of growth. That's not wrong.
但是这些数据应该是成长的结果。
But numbers should be the fruit of growth.
不是成长的原因。
Not the source of, or the reason for growth.
教会成长的根本是在属灵生命、属灵品质的成长。
Real growth is the growth in the quality, spiritual quality.
属灵品质的成长强调的是能够准确而深刻的认识真理。
Growth in spiritual quality is a deeper understanding of truth.
和神的关系越来越亲近。
And closer intimate relationship with God.
对神越加的降服。
And more submission to God.
在生命的品格上更能具有神的圣洁和美德。
Has more holiness and goodness of God in our life's quality.
在生活上能够更加的彰显神的荣美。
And in our daily lives, we can manifest the magnificence and goodness of God.
这整个的总和是活出基督。
The sum of all this is to live out Christ.
因为我们是基督的身体。
For we are the body of Christ.
这是每一个个人应该追求的。
This is what are the goal for every one of us.
也是全教会应该追求的。
And it's also the goal for the church as a whole.
我们如何成长呢？
How do we grow?
让我提出一个有机的概念。
Let me propose a concept, organic concept.
这个 organic 这个字呢，我记得我是从 Melissa 那里得到的。
Yeah, I got this term from Sister Melissa.
现代的教会成长的管道强调的是知识的灌输。
So the channel for church growth today that we maybe more emphasis on indoctrination of knowledge.
因此我们想到灵性造就就是要开很多的课，上很多的课。
So when we think about spiritual formation, immediately we think of more Sunday school classes.
这有价值，但是这不是属灵成长的全部。
There's certainly value to that, but it's not the entirety of spiritual growth.
另外，在这个凡事求快、求速效的时代
，additionally in this age of instant gratification or for speed，
我们常常简化我们的成长方过程跟做法。
We tend to simplify our approach and methods of growth.
我们想到的是一套课程、一些法则、一套守则。
We think about a curriculum, a method, or some kind of rule.
这有价值，但是也有太简略的危机。
There's value to those, but there's also the crisis of oversimplification.
因为我们是人，人不像机器或电子仪器那么单纯。
Because we're human, we're not as simple as a machine or electronic instrument.
个人的成长，教会的成长是需要不同的途径和管道互相配合的。
For a personal growth or church growth, we need different channels and different methods.
正好像我们的身体的健康是需要吃，而且要吸收各种不同的营养。
Just like the health of a body, we need to eat all different kinds of a full balanced meal.
要休息，要休闲。
We need rest and recreation.
更重要的，要锻炼。
And also exercise, more importantly.
群体配合起来，教会的属灵成长也是一样。
And as church grows, also we have to come together as a group.
我们固然需要听讲。
We needed to listen.
我们自己需要努力。
We also need to work harder.
我们需要我们也发现成长是在关系当中建立的。
We also found that growth is built within relationships.
同团契、小组查经。
From Bible studies within fellowships and cell groups,
相互生命的影响
and life on life changes,
同侪的影响，长辈对前辈对后辈的影响
peer influences and also mentorship,
辅导对年轻弟兄的影响
and counselors and mentors to fellowships,
好像保罗对提摩太的影响一样
like the influences of Paul on Timothy,
我们更需要从服事当中成长。
We also need to grow through service.
有人去短宣，有人在关怀，别人得好处了，自己也成长。
Some of us went on short-term missions, also caring. When other people benefit, we also grow.
教会如何预备教会如何预备一个那个全备的成长体系，是一个我们需要思考的。
We need to reflect on how, as a church, we have to have a holistic growth system for our members.
但是更重要的，我强调的是，这样的成长是一个有机的成长。
I want to emphasize that growth is an organic growth.
生命的影响在其中无形的运行。
And the influence, the life change happens through this process.
生命跟生命之间互相影响，互相交流。
Life on life experience influence.
第三个教会的形象来自腓立比书第二章。
The third portrait for church comes from Philippians chapter 2.
那里保罗勉励腓立比教会的信徒要如同明光照在世上。
And Paul said the church should be like lights in this world.
12月以来，我发现基督像真光照亮黑暗的时代，好像成为今年圣诞节的主题。
Since December, I realized that Christ is the true light in this dark age became the theme for this Christmas.
我注意到连天主教教宗的圣诞讲道都提到了。
I realized that even the Pope of the Catholic Church even mentioned this in his sermon.
确实，基督是真光，是这个黑暗世代的盼望。
Yes, Christ is the true light. He is the true hope in this dark age.
那么教会是什么呢？
What is church?
是反射真光的发光器。
Church is the illuminator that reflects the true light.
正如基督所说的，父怎样差遣我，我也照样差遣你们。
Just as Jesus said, the way God sent me, I send you likewise.
正如保罗所说的，我们应当成为世代的明灯。
As Paul said, we needed to be lights in this world.
教会面对的问题是，我们的使命是在显扬基督的福音和他生命的见证，或者是在显扬教会的荣耀。
What the church is faced with is the challenge, the question whether we shine Christ or we only shine religion or the church.
许多年以前，有一个教会的牧师在加州盖了一个豪华的教堂。
Many years ago, a very famous pastor built a magnificent church in California.
坐在其中崇拜，可以看到玻璃建筑的反射的天光。
As you sat in the sanctuary and you worship, you can actually see the lights reflecting off the sky.
崇拜的时候，讲台旁边的矮墙呢，会流着小瀑布。
And there's little creeks of waterfalls even below the podium.
这种崇拜真是享受啊！
This is really true an enjoyment when you sit and listen to the sermon.
但是现在呢，这个教堂破产了。
But this church has gone bankrupt.
教堂卖了。
And the sanctuary has been sold.
其次，西方世界。西方的教会现在有一个神学潮流叫成功神学。
And there is a theological trend among Western churches is called theological perspective theology.
强调人如果信靠神、敬畏神，就会蒙神赐福。
It says if someone worship God and fear God, he will be blessed by God.
得到世俗的成功。
And receive secular success.
换句话说，如果为了得到世俗的成功，你就敬畏神。
In other words, in order to get success in the world, you worship God.
当然，如果你上不了好学校，开不了好车，住不了好房子，就是因为你不敬畏神的缘故。
And of course, on the other hand, if you can't go to a good college, you can't drive a good car or a good job, then that means you didn't worship God enough.
这样的教导是在显扬真光吗？
Is this type of teachings is to shine the true light?
这样的教导事实上是在显扬宗教。
Or is it shine a religion?
而且不知不觉地被黑暗所污染。
Actually, it's actually polluted by darkness.
容让世俗的价值观进到神的教会来。
And let secular value system invade the church.
再来，我们思考的是，我们用什么样的方式、什么样的信息来显扬真光？
So how,
真光呢？
How do we shine light in this world?
我们是用武力，用极高的姿态。或征服的方式来显扬真光吗？
Do we use force? Do we use grandiose gesture to shine light?
2000年前，亚历山大，希腊的亚历山大以武力征服地中海。
Over 2000 years ago, Alexander the Great conquered the entire Mediterranean region.
他在征服埃及之后被称为太阳神之子。
After he conquered Egypt, he was called the son of Ra, the sun god.
后来他经过一个地方，看到一个哲学家叫狄欧根尼躺在酒桶里面。
And he came across a philosopher Diogenes who was lying in the a wine barrel.
他知道哦，这是一个大哲学家，所以他去前遇见他，向他自我介绍。
He recognized this as a great philosopher, so he approaches him and asks him for wisdom.
自我介绍 introduce himself.
And he introduced himself.
然后接下来他问狄欧根尼说，你有什么可以让我为你做的吗？
And he asked Diogenes, what can I do for you?
狄欧根尼说，有的，走开，不要挡住我的太阳。
And Diogenes answered, yes, get away, you are blocking my sun.
亚历山大以武力征服各国，自以为是太阳神，却被这位哲学家拒绝。
The Alexander the Great conquered the entire Mediterranean region, and he thought he was invincible, but he was forsaken by this philosopher.
用征服的姿态跟方式是不能让真正的让人接受为真光或太阳的。
Through force or through strength, you cannot really shine with true light.
所以另外有一个人写过一篇文章。
Someone else actually wrote an article.
这篇文章叫《征服者》。
It's called The Conqueror.
他在这篇文章里面把耶稣跟亚历山大做对比。
It compares Jesus with Alexander.
讲到耶稣的征服，如果我们用征服这个字的话，是用爱、用服事、用牺牲、用十字架来征服。
It mentioned that Jesus conquered, if we can use this phrase, conquered the world through love, through service, through the cross.
而不是用权威、武力或者虚幻的荣耀来照耀黑暗。
Not with authority, force, or illusory glory.
我们还需要面对的挑战是，这个世界越来越不接受信息的传播。
And we also have to face with the challenge of that this world does not accept the communication with messages.
因为讯息太多了。
For we're bombarded with information.
我们分不清楚真假。
We don't know the right from wrong.
我们常听到的字眼叫假信息、假新闻。
We often heard this phrase, fake news.
也有可能呢，说别人是假新闻的人呢，他所传达的也是假新闻。
But it's possible that the person who calls other people's news as fake news is also spreading fake news.
因为太多了，人分不清楚真假，就不愿意接受口传的信息。
And as we expose to much of fake news, then we start to lose hope. We did not want to accept any more information.
这使我们传福音越来越困难。
It makes it more difficult for us to proclaim the gospel.
另一个困难在于，这个相对主义的时代，向人传福音被认为是对人的冒犯。
And also in this world of relativism, it becomes an offense to share the gospel with someone.
因此，我们也越来越犹豫向人传福音。
So we become more hesitant in spreading the gospel.
可是我们是真光的发光器，我们不能在斗底下。
But if we are the illuminators for the true light, we cannot hide underneath the bucket.
我们要怎么做呢
？What should we do?
我的回应是先用我们的生命传。
My response is to share the gospel with our deeds.
活出不同的生命和生活方式。
To live out a different life.A different lifestyle.
用我们的用爱传，用服事传。当人看到我们生命的见证的时候，他们才会肯定我们所传讲的福音是真的。
With love, with service, as they witness how we live out our life, they come to realize the one that we proclaim is true.
最近在真文堂有一个明确的例子。
There is actually a good example within the Chinese congregation.
Boston 的医疗水准高，又有社会福利。所以许多人就来这个地方寻求帮助来就医。
We know Boston has very advanced medicines and also a good social welfare, so a lot of people come here for treatment.
一个在中国的家庭，因为儿子被严重的烧伤，就来这里就医，人地生疏。
A family of burn victims came to Boston, but they are strangers in this land. They didn't know anybody.
然后教会的许多弟兄姐妹就付出关心去关怀服侍跟爱他们
And many church members care for them
最后男主人接受耶稣的救恩受洗
In the end the father of the family accepted Christ as his savior and was baptized and went home
这些弟兄姐妹的爱心成为发光器
And the love of these brothers and sisters became illumination
时间的限制，当然我们仍然有许多思考的空间。
Due to time limitation, we can think, we can reflect on a lot of other things.
但是基本的精神是活出合神心意的样式。
The principle is we have to live out the way, the way of Christ.
看重关系，注重生命的成长。
And emphasize on relationship and also spiritual growth.
以爱和服事成为见证。
And be witnesses through our love and service.
如何做到呢
？How do we carry out practice this?
有待更进一步的思考。
We have to think about it as a church more.
在思考更具体的策略的时候，让我分享我最近的一个体验。
As we think about specific strategies, and let me share something I experienced recently.
我们全家在12月底休假的时候没有外出。
We stay local just during this holiday break.
我们花很多时间一起看 football.
We spend a lot of time watching football.
我注意到一个现象。
I noticed a phenomenon.
在NFL呢, 大多数的球员都很有经验, 技术很好, 球队的战术也很默契, 都很成熟。
At NFL games, all the players are very experienced. They have very practiced strategies.
所以打起球来, 中规中矩,
so their gameplay is almost perfect.
也比较不会有太多的变化或想象不到的状况发生。
And not as many changes or surprises.
但是 college 的 football,
but college football.
你们最近有没有看这个杯、那个杯、橘子杯？
Yeah, they have different
棉花杯、大杯杯哈。对，球员年轻，球技有待加强。
The players are younger and are more inexperienced.
但是在临场的时候，我常发现他们有一些想象不到的临场应变。
But they tend to have more moves that are unexpected.
例如我居然，其实我看的场次不多，我居然看到好几次四分卫。 球传不出去的时候，找到机会自己向前跑，而且达阵。
And I also saw several instances when the quarterback couldn't find someone to pass the ball to, and they carried the ball and then go to touchdown.
资深的球队中规中矩，缺乏应变。
More experienced team, they carry out a perfect strategy, but they lack changes.
年轻的球队没有那么成熟，但是有创意。
The younger players may not be as experienced, but they have more creativity.
CBCGB 应该成为一个怎样的球队呢?
So what kind of a football team will CBCGB become?
我们可不可以保有两者的优点?
Can we preserve the good qualities of both?
我们能不能够站稳信仰的根基, 保有我们的沉船, 但是勇于更新跟改变?
Can we stand on the foundation of truth and keep our legacy and also be brave enough to change?
如何做到, 有待我们大家一起来思考。
We have to think about it together, how to make that change.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊, 在新的年度, 我们每一个人, 也全教会, 把我们自己再次奉献在你的手中。
Lord, in this beginning of the new year, we as a church and as individuals, we again dedicate ourselves to you.
主啊, 愿你让我们在未来一年, 未来50年, 让我们的教会可以成为一个, 争光的显扬器。
Let us as a church, in this year and in the next 50 years, this church will become an illuminator of your true light.
让我们不显扬自己, 我们单单的显扬你自己。
Not to shine on ourselves, but shine you.
愿你的荣耀在我们的身上彰显。
May your glory be manifested on us.
我们这样祷告，靠耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.